If you or somebody that you know has cancer, you know that the last thing that you need to worry about is finances. But unfortunately, that is top of mind for a lot of cancer patients. They are 2.5 times as likely to declare bankruptcy as healthy people. Finding financial options for peace of mind and treating and living with cancer may seem out of reach, but it is possible. Joining us now to talk about financial toxicity and methods of finding money to cover the high cost of cancer is Scott Page, the CEO of Lifeguard Partners. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
So what are the top concerns for people undergoing costly cancer treatments?
Well, I think that the first concern they have, of course, is finding a best medical treatment and medical care they can get. And the second now is, how are they going to pay for it? Even individuals with health insurance, you know, have this this false safety net to think that everything's going to be covered. However, even with health insurance, it doesn't cover all the costs. And 1 in 5 actual adults in the United States are struggling with medical bills, have to, unfortunately, look at filing bankruptcy as a cure simply because of their health insurance can't afford it. They don't have the actual cash in stock to pay for their medical care. And most people that are over the age of 75 or struck with a serious medical condition really underestimate what's known as the financial toxicity, which is the stress that goes along with when the medical bills start showing up after the diagnosis.
You mentioned bankruptcy. Is that a good choice for somebody with a serious illness?
Well, at LifeGuide Partners, we counsel people to try to help find any assets that they have that they didn't know they realized. One of the leading ways that we found to help people fund the cost of a cancer diagnosis, or even help them through their golden years, if they're over the age of 75 and need some additional cash to get them through retirement, is their existing life insurance policy. LifeGuide Partners has been providing life policy appraisals for over 30 years, and we've helped thousands of people get access to the capital they need to help pay for a cancer diagnosis or to help them in their golden years by simply selling an existing life insurance policy.
You mentioned
another option we look at. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Another option we look at is, do they have equity in their home? And perhaps a reverse mortgage might be the right option for them. If they have equity and they want to stay in their home, you know, we found that reverse mortgages today are much heavily regulated, they're consumer-friendly, and they're a great option for someone who has equity in their home and they want to stay there through their demise. Another way is to look at any type of an annuity or any type of retirement account that they can break into without penalties. So we really try to take a holistic approach in talking with our clients to help them identify any assets they didn't know they have and when's the best time and the most efficient way for them to gain access to them to help them either, again, fund an unexpected diagnosis of cancer or just help them in their golden years.
I want to talk a little bit more about financial toxicity. What exactly is that? What does it mean?
Well, financial toxicity is really it describes the dire health impact of the soaring cost of medical treatments. And studies are showing that once someone, first of all, you're knocked off your feet when you're told that you have a cancer diagnosis, and then the bills start mounting. And then we found some studies are showing that some patients are avoiding follow-up treatments, or they're skipping medications simply because they can't afford it. Even with health insurance, it does not cover all of the costs that are associated with medical treatment.
Yeah. So you've outlined a few things that people can do to look at some of those hidden assets. So where can people go for more information about this, Scott?
They can contact us at 888-GUIDE-50. That's 888-GUIDE-50. Or they can contact us at www.lifeguidepartners.com, and they can speak with me directly, or any of my associates are standing by and happy to help them as much as we can find access to the funds they need to get through a cancer diagnosis or enjoy their golden years.
All right, Scott, thanks for the information. Appreciate it very much.